possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I could have gone without hearing Jordan Romano's name in the update. I don't know about you guys.
Most How about Joel Embiid?
It's like just a list of the most annoying people in my life right now, which is great. Jordan Romano, my least favorite Philly in a while. God, that guy is so annoying on just every level.
It was so I mean, he might be a nice guy.
Oh, I know.
His eyes, though. His eyes make me furious.
Yeah. They make me
just
nervous.
Furious. Yeah. It's almost like the anxiety in his eyes, like his own indecision and fear or something.
It makes me.
Yeah, I can feel it. It's palpable, and it makes me hate him for his weakness.
He's twitching, and he's doing his little like wind up thing, a little like. It's like I hate you. Stop it.
At the same time, like
I don't hate you. That was rude.
We should be sympathetic. Like, come on, like. Learn to do better, please. We need you to do better.
Yeah, it's very frustrating. Or just learn to be DFA'd, as far as I'm concerned at this point.
Wow.
We're broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV Service, Sales Service, Parts and Accessories. John Ritchie, James Seltzer, and for Jody Camarilla Hughes hanging out. Louis Coco back in the studio.
Yesterday, I thought Jalen was low and behind his receivers. Mm. And I think some of that was from being rushed, you know.
From the pass rush and all that.
Yeah. But it was pretty consistent, you know. And it felt like we have these plays that come in with the choices. Like, if you get this look, then we run this pass play. Yesterday, it came in that the look that we got was dictated run in a lot of instances. And when it did, it hit. And it didn't matter who it was, whether it was Shipley, whether it was Dylan. They were chunk yardage, hit their head on the goalpost, everyone celebrating type runs, because that's a huge first down, extending the drive. It might be a touchdown. It's a breakaway type run. And that's not the usual.
Right.
I don't think that's when you're talking about the joint practices, the starters versus starters, I think that we've been sort of lulled into this sense of like, okay, that's just how it is. Like when you do thud practices, guys are running free, 70 yards down the field. That was a competitive practice. Like, the Browns were trying to stop us from being able to do that.
Well, I'm sure the Browns came in motivated. They're coming in to face Super Bowl champs, all that type of stuff. Yeah, that makes sense. That was a real aggressive type of situation.
It seems as though we have almost forgotten how hard it is to do what the Eagles did yesterday.
Yeah.
They even though the passing game it was a little bit rushed.
The point is they're so good at running the football that it almost is like it's almost looks too easy. Is that kind of what you're saying?
Granted, yeah. And it's not supposed to be that good.
That's really
it's
fascinating.
It's not supposed to look that good.
And you said like barely any Saquon. I know Elliott had mentioned that to me too. Like they're just
it was
moving the ball with Chipley and
Dylan.
Yeah. Chipley.
That's exciting. And they looked phenomenal because they weren't touched.
Yeah. Lane Johnson said that opposing teams will not want to see Dylan come downhill.
Yeah, well, especially John, you've talked about especially after you're tackling Saquon for the first,
oh my gosh,
whatever quarter of the game, and then this bull comes in. Yeah,
all those backs. We're talking even Shipley,
and Jalen too. I mean, Jalen's hoss. Yeah. You know when he's running too.
Sure.
Yeah, that's fascinating. All right, 215-592-9494. We're going to get Richie's thoughts on joint practice throughout the day. We'll be out there again to see it today. And Elliot Truer Parks at 8:30 with his thoughts. In addition, obviously, what's top of mind with you for the Eagles? When you hear this training camp stuff, does it hit you? Does it concern you if Jalen had a bad day, or do you not take it too seriously in terms of what it means moving forward? Plus, in addition to that, we're going to get to the Phillies in a sec. I have a I got to put someone out there. Like, uh-oh. I had to put him on blast, as they say, because we haven't talked about it enough, and I'm surprised we haven't. But first, your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Adam Sandler, The Sandman, You're My Best Friend tour on September 19th at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com. And here's what we're going to do it today. A famous image, the VJ Day kiss.
Yeah. Yep.
Shout out to Seamus Clancy, who famously recreated it and got married because of it, or is engaged because of it.
Oh, that's right. That's
one of the cooler stories. But we figure we take it to the realm of movies. The idea of the photo. If you were to John Ritchie freeze frame any movie at a moment, you could pick any image from any movie ever. What is the best image from any movie ever? So many massive answers on the board today. Again, Adam Sandler tickets on the line here. We talked about it yesterday. It's a not a cheap ticket. This is quite a cool prize to win, and you get to see The Sandman in person in Philly. John Ritchie, give me an iconic still image from a movie.
So hard to isolate one of these moments from this movie, but for me, it's The Matrix, the bullet-dodging, slow-mo, stop action. Holy cow, what the heck just happened? I've never seen anything like this in my life.
And it just grazes his shoulder, the last one.
I think it's Keanu Reeves on the rooftop with the agent who shoots him, and it's a flurry.
So cool.
And then one grazes him and he falls. So it's right before that,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, right before the helicopter.
The freeze frame. That freeze frame. That just blew everyone in the theater's mind, and people stood up and shouted. People couldn't believe what we were taking in.
I feel the same way.
And it started the whole way back at the beginning of the movie when you had Trinity running on the wall.
Flipping over.
Running along the wall and flipping backwards, just defying physics.
When the cop's talking to Mr. Smith, and he's like, "Officer, your men are already dead." It's so good. When he's like, "You remember?" It's like, "It's just one girl. We got his officer. Your men
this
are already
intense.
Dead."
This movie's different.
So good. Love it. Rhea Hughes, give us an iconic still image from a movie.
Breakfast Club. Bender.
Fist in the air. Yes, little Simple Minds.
Yes.
How about it?
Love it.
Don't you forget about me. Louis Coco back in the studio, an 80s man himself, as we've already established. I'm sure he knows a little Simple Minds. Louis Coco, give us a freeze frame image from a movie.
Yeah, one of my most favorite movies of all time. How about when that Miss Mia Wallace and Mr. Vincent Vega do the twist at Jack Rabbit Slim's in Pulp Fiction.
A little Chuck Berry in the background. You never can tell.
That is a good one.
That is a very good one. Is he's doing the cross the eye move as I do it for the YouTube there?
Lewis, why are you an 80s person?
Oh,
like
I grew
an
old soul,
aficionado.
Man. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I grew up on it. My parents raised me on 80s music, 90s music. I'm a huge REM fan. I could go on and on.
You don't see many REM fans. We talked about that.
So 90s.
80s and
90s. Pull it out, buddy. Yeah, pull it out.
Yeah.
90s, are you talking grunge? Did you get into the grunge stuff?
Yeah, a little bit. I'm a Green Day fan, too. One of the greatest concerts I've ever seen. Green Day.
Yeah, they're great. Look at this. This is Louis. Louis is like 25 years old.
I know.
It's unbelievable. Right? 25, 26, right?
24,
here? 24. Oh, I even aged him a little bit. You love to see it. All right. I will go with a movie that, and I know that I have said this movie is overrated, and I do believe that it is overrated. But one thing that is not overrated about E.T. is the shot with the bikes and the moon. Like, that is magic. There's a reason it's the image for the Spielberg
answer.
Thing. It's
I would
magic.
Not have been able to vote against
it's
it.
Magic.
I was
it's magic.
I was
it's
same
is,
thing,
it
John.
Is such a good answer. I had to take it off.
No, it's a good call.
All right, 215-592-9494, the best answer to iconic still freeze frame from movie. There's so many answers, so many great ones, is going to win the Adam Sandler tickets. Coming up in a minute, a Phillies issue I got to get into. First, let's go to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Ed in Phoenixville. What up, Eddie?
Good morning, team. Mixed reviews about training camp yesterday, kind of echoing a little bit of what John Ritchie said. Just when you have a guy like Myles Garrett, who's like, it's amazing, like, at how well Jalen Carter's played. He's not quite Myles Garrett yet. Like, he's, it's like the ceiling of all.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Feelings for a defensive player, but it just kind of shows you how good this guy is. Like, he could totally wreck an offensive line, especially one that's missing one of its best players. You know, regardless of, like, who you plug in there for practice, it's like they're missing a guy. Like, they don't have that continuity. And hopefully we get him, you know, get Dickerson back for week one. But it's sort of like the perfect storm of you're missing a guy and you're going up against the Hall of Famer. Like, it's almost unfair.
Yeah. It's something you got to figure out a way to overcome in a game situation. Yesterday there were times they didn't game plan for the Browns, so they didn't plan to give the tackles help. You know, in a game situation, you would change your protections to account for him. You would slide everything his way, and you would keep an extra tight end in to sort of, you know, help out. They weren't doing that sort of thing yesterday, so that skews what we saw in terms of the production. But we still, I mean, if you're talking who ended up winning the day, who won the, it felt like the Eagles had so much talent on the field on both sides that it was not debatable which side was better. I'm hoping that's not because, like, I'm showing a bias.
Well,
so
Elliot Chorpark said the same thing, and we'll have him on.
Oh,
but
really?
He gave the Eagles a slight win for the day in his scoring system. Yes.
Huh.
He said it was close. Now, there was some controversy. There were other reporters, Jimmy Kemsky among them, who said that he thought they actually lost the day.
Yeah, that's most of the people I said.
We'll get into it with Elliot, who is, according to himself, the official scorekeeper, record keeper of this.
Oh, is he now?
Oh, very.
Well, he's the only one who wears
very
a notebook
much
around his
he,
neck.
I actually texted him and said, you know, there's disputes. And he said, well, that's good. Those don't matter because I'm the only one
he's
that matters.
He's the definitive.
So, yes. So we will get definitive breakdowns and stuff. But yeah, Ed, it definitely seemed the offense wasn't
we'll be
at
able
its
to get
best
to the bottom
yesterday
of it. Yep. Later when we talk to
exactly eight thirty. Eddie, you got a iconic image from a movie for us?
Going out with the Blaze of Glory and Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Yeah. As they're jumping, you going with the jump?
I still haven't seen that.
It's really good. It's a great movie.
What am I doing?
Yeah.
I still haven't seen it.
Really
that.
Great. Yeah. The Redford Newman thing, the Sting, the
see, I don't know,
Butch
like,
Cassidy.
The Redford Newman thing.
Yeah.
Like, that means nothing to
really?
Me.
Wow.
You
got to
check
wow
it. You should watch The Sting. I mean, The Sting is a delightful movie. Really great. Best Picture winner in 1973, I think, or something like that.
But 1973, I was negative one.
But the 70s are the best decade for movies. The best. Like, if I could only, it's the 70s and the 90s are my
but
two favorite decades.
I
know, but I was even younger. I was less negative,
negative
than
you.
Or more higher
15,
negative, I guess, whatever it is.
20.
Yeah. All right, 215-592-9494.
There's a great Robert Redford movie with Brad Pitt you might like.
Spy Games. Yeah, solid movie.
Phenomenal.
All right, Twitter poll question.
I do like Brad Pitt a lot.
Yeah, Brad Pitt's a man. Did you see F1?
No.
Oh, it's great.
But I just saw a thing, Celebrity IOU, where he... Have you seen
it? Yeah, it's really good.
With those two brothers,
yeah,
they come in and they like... Wow,
they
redid built
his
this
makeup
thing
artist, or
yes,
his, yeah, it
they
was
did
really
his makeup artist, and he seems like such a nice guy.
Sure, oh yeah,
she's like worked really with him for like 20 years, and
dude,
he
check out F1. Yeah. F1 is a really, really fun movie. Really good sports movie.
Somehow to watch F1,
very entertaining. It's the same guy who made Top Gun Maverick.
I've intended to watch it.
You'll like it when you watch it. All
yeah
right, let's get to. I'm asking this question for a reason. I want to see if either John Ritchie or Reeves can or Rita Hughes, as we've been calling her recently, ascertain why I'm asking this question. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armand Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer, now in stock. The Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive ArmandChevy.com. The question for today is, who do you think is most likely to bat cleanup behind Bryce Harper in the playoffs Alec Bohm, Nick Castellanos, or JT Romito? The obvious answers we know.
If anybody votes for Nick Castellanos.
Nick Castellanos.
Thank you. That's
why
I'm
seen his stats
thank
for
you.
The last.
This is the whole point. That's the guy I'm putting on blast. We have not talked on this show nearly enough about how disastrous Nick Castellanos has been offensively.
Look
since
at
the
his,
All-Star
look
break.
At his average. Look
so
at his
I got
average.
You, John. Here, okay, you want me to give you some numbers? Yeah.
Not really.
So ready? So since the All-Star break. The All-Star break. That was over a month ago, the All-Star break. Or like right, over a month ago. It's August 14th, a month ago. Nick Castellanos is batting 195. 195.
Wow.
His on-base percentage, get this. Are you ready for this? Since the All-Star break. His on-base percentage is 224. I don't know that I've ever seen a number that low in an on-base percentage in this situation. He has a 541 OPS since the All-Star break. Just in the month of August, you ready for this? A 179 batting average, a 179 OBP. Yes, that means he has not walked in the month of August.
It's not exactly.
And he is slugging. Yeah. He's slugging 256. He's got a 294 on-base percentage for this season.
Yeah, they can't.
So take it for what it's worth. Like WAR is a stat that some people like, some people don't. Yeah. According to FanGraphs WAR, Nick Castellanos is one of the nine worst regulars of people who are qualified to play enough innings to qualify. He's one of the nine worst players in baseball this season, at least according to WAR. So which makes sense when you look at his offensive numbers. He's a bad right fielder. We know that. He'll
catch
up
Kepler
and get him.
Is but staying around?
Yeah. Honestly, we might be getting to the point where Max Kepler in right field is a better – he's a much better defensive player 100%. In right field. If Nick Castellanos is going to give them this offensively, we need to have a Nick Castellanos conversation because we have not talked about it. It's getting really bad. 215-592-9494 to chime
Maybe
in.
Maybe they left him in Cincinnati. Could go back.
Well, that was the last time he was a great player.
I know.
Was when he played in Cincinnati. The Nick Castellanos thing, and look, the Phillies last night, another shutout. I guess they didn't get shut out the night before. Harper hit the ninth inning home run, but it felt like a shutout. And it's really, they had the one big inning in game one, the four-run inning.
That's it.
They've been shut out 25 of 27 innings in Cincinnati. Not a great series. 215-592-9494. We'll get more into the Phillies as the show goes on. But the Nick Castellanos thing, are you concerned? Because we know that, Topper's going to play him. Castellanos is going to be a big part of this postseason lineup. I'm starting to get a little concerned about Nick Castellanos and what he can contribute. And starting to think that maybe,
at least we've got
playing
a
Kepler against the right hand. Can you believe it? I'm saying
cover.
Max Kepler. I wanted him off the team 2 weeks ago.
We've got lots of outfielders now to throw at this.
All right, put him out there. Put him out there. Put him out there. 215.
Crawford, call him up.
For real, though. All right, 215-592-9494. Chime in all. And again, you can win Adam Sandler tickets. Give us the best freeze frame iconic image from any movie ever. So many great answers on the board. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.